Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter Chaf Gimel 23 in Sefer Tehillim. Mizmar LaDavid. Although there are 8 kapitlach that begin with those words, I'm confident that when I said those words, Mizmar LaDavid, only one thing came to your mind. Hashem ro'i lo echsar. Hashem is my shepherd, I lack nothing. The words, the tune, the mood, the ambiance. It is a kapitel that is engraved upon the hearts of the Jewish people. We hear it said at funerals. It is recited during Tfilat Aravit, according to the Minhag of the Sfaradim, and of course, at Shal Shuris, Suda Shlishit. I believe that it is a mizmar of transition. As we move from Shabbos into weekday, from this world to the next. There is nothing static in this kapitel. Even the rest that is described here is an active, imposed rest. Listen to these words. Bina'os desha yarbitzeni. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, causes me to lie in lush pastures. No lolling about or drifting to sleep here. It is actually the shepherd actively causing his flock to rest. The mashal of Hashem as a shepherd and the Jewish people as his flock is particularly apt and enduring. We see it all over Tanakh and in Sefer Tehillim. Ro'eh Yisrael ha'azina noheh katzon Yosef. When we invoke this mashal, we are reminding ourselves that Hashem is always leading us, caring for us, and acting for our benefit. Our task is to acknowledge Hashem in that capacity. The opening imagery sounds quite idyllic. Bina'os desha yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleni. He causes me to lie in lush pastures and leads me along still waters. If we look beneath the serene surface here, we might wonder about something. If the pasture is so lush, why are we just lolling about there? And if the water is so cool, refreshing, and still, why are we being led away from it? From a human, not a sheep's perspective, there are times in our lives when we would prefer to seek greener pastures, Na'os desha, but Hashem says, no, it's time to lie down. It's time to rest. And there are other times when we are desperate to rest our weary heads. We don't wish to leave. We don't wish to move, but Hashem prods us along. It's time to go. It's time to move. Nafshi yishovev, yancheni b'magle tzedek l'ma'an shemo. We see this duality here also. On the one hand, Nafshi Shovev is translated as Hashem restores my soul. Yancheni b'magle tzedek, he leads me on the ways of righteousness, l'ma'an shemo, for his name's sake. Yishovev is an interesting word. It could be from the word lashuv, he restores my soul. But Malbim has a fascinating interpretation. He says it's from Shovav, that sometimes we have this impetuous, mischievous, lively soul, and maybe we don't necessarily go b'magle tzedek on the straight path, but on a circuitous path. But this is all from Hashem, and it all leads back to Hashem, l'ma'an shemo. There are many paths to reach Shleimus. Gam ki elech begei tzalmaves, lo ira ra. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Ki ata imadi, because you, Hashem, are with me. Nathan Sharansky wrote a powerful book, a biography of his life called Lo ira ra. Fear no evil. In it, he describes how he received a Sefer Tehillim, a small black book of Tehillim, on the day before he went into prison. It was a gift from his wife, Avital. And in his autobiography, he writes, "How did it happen that Avital sent me that book on the eve of my arrest? And how did it happen that I received it on the day of my father's death?" The reading of Tehillim throughout his imprisonment reinforced his bond with the author, David HaMelech. Sharansky writes, "King David now appeared before me not as a fabled hero or as a mystical Superman, but as a live, indomitable soul, tormented by doubts, rising against evil, and suffering from the thought of his own sins." Yes, suffering, but also rising against evil. Lo ira ra. At the end of Adon Olam, we say something similar. Hashem li lo ira. When God is with me, when I make sure that Hashem is with me, I have nothing to fear. Those are the very words that should be ringing in our ears as we leave shul, the very last words that we recite as we conclude the tefillah. David HaMelech says here, Shivtecha u'mishantecha hema yenachamuni. These two types of sticks, shivtecha, your rod, u'mishantecha, your staff, are often interpreted as the different ways Hashem is involved in our lives, sometimes smiting us, and at other times providing the support upon which to lean. But in any case, hema yenachamuni. What's so comforting about suffering? What's so comforting about being smacked? Who remembers the story of Ping, that little duck who ran away from home? He was afraid to be the last duck, afraid to get the smack on his back. But after a day alone on the Yangtze River, nearly swallowed up alive by fishing birds or cooked for dinner, he was delighted to be home again, in the embrace of his family. Kivakaras ro'e edro ma'avir tzono tachas shivto. Hashem is always there. Sometimes he yanks us back away from danger, and that yank hurts, but we're always being jerked back into Hashem's embrace. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorarai. Hashem, you prepared before me a table in the face of my enemies. But wait a second. Is David asking for prosperity? Shulchan? No. It is neged tzorarai. He's looking to be vindicated in the face of his enemies. This kapitel was written when David was on the run from Shaul. He was in a dry desert. He was so far from humankind and from human kindness. But he remembered, Dishanta Bashem and Roshi, Hashem, you have anointed me. He knew that one day he would be king. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorarai. And at that time, he would sit at the royal table, symbolic of his malucha, and his enemies would see that they were wrong. Doeg, Achitofel, and all those who rebelled against him and denied his royalty. Kosi Ravaya, even now, even on the run, my cup overflows. There is so much kindness in my life. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. May goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life. Note that David is not interested in pursuing goodness. He would rather that goodness pursue him. V'shavti beveis Hashem. He doesn't want to be on the run, not from his enemies and not pursuing worldly delights, but rather v'shavti beveis Hashem la'orech yamim. His wish is to dwell in the house of Hashem, in peace and for eternity. Sharansky notes that when he was in his very last moments of imprisonment, just before he stepped on the plane that would take him to freedom, he realized that his Tehillim was missing. "Where's my psalm book?" "You received everything that was permitted," answered the guard in an unexpectedly rough tone. The guard then signaled that Sharansky be taken to board the plane. "I won't move until you give me back my psalm book." When nothing happened, Sharansky says in his autobiography, "I, quote, lay down in the snow and started shouting, 'Give me back my psalm book!'" The photographers were aghast and pointed their cameras to the sky. After a brief consultation, the boss gave me the psalm book. I got up and quickly mounted the ramp. Unbelievable how a Sefer Tehillim was so important to this Jew, to this Jewish neshama, that he was willing, at the verge of freedom, to make a stand to have his Sefer Tehillim returned to him. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai v'shafti b'veis Hashem l'orach yamim. A person can create a house of Hashem even in a Soviet prison, when Hashem ro'i lo achsar. Thank you for studying Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.